Can I just say, yesterday afternoon, Seamus took to the streets of Cork and indeed Middleton, because the government announced the deal, as we know, their package of new fuel supports. And I hate putting a downer on it or being a doom and gloom merchant, although I did find myself in a very gloomy frame of mind yesterday afternoon, I have to say, particularly after the broadcast minister came out and said that he was going to do a trawl of all media to see how much balance and fairness was on air and, you know, online and radio and television over the past week. I found that quite sinister and worrying. But anyway, the new package. So we've got two issues going on. One is the package, another is whether or not people have any more confidence or want Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in office. And more to the point, one of the questions that Seamus was also asking during this Vox was whether or not they had confidence in both, say, for instance, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, but primarily the Taoiseach. Have a listen to this.
It's not much, is it? But it will go up again next week. Never happened originally. It came down and then went up double. It's scary, isn't it? I just think what went on down Whitegate was scandalous. I mean, they're only ordinary people. Like, now, maybe there was a fraction came in, but not the people I saw. They weren't doing anything wrong.
What do you mean scandalous? Do you think it was heavy-handed?
Yeah, very much so.
Do you have confidence in Micheál Martin and Simon Harris?
Well, no, I wouldn't now. No. Anyway, I always vote independent. And the independents did come out, didn't they?
Yes, I protested down in Whitegate for 3 nights.
Did you?
Yes.
And what did you make of the package that was released yesterday?
A joke. I'm a farm manager. I did farming for years. Now I'm working in a pharmaceutical and we still have a farm at home. And I have friends of mine that are farming, contract with builders. This country's gone. There's a recession coming and you think 2009 was bad? It's only a drop in the ocean. There was builders below there tonight with me all night, Wednesday and Thursday night. Everyone you could think of. And they're letting people go in the next few weeks. They cannot afford it. And it's not the builders, the farmers, the contractors. It's the normal people. Things have got so expensive. And if they keep saying they can't afford to give out the money, they can afford it for everyone else, can't they? Except the Irish. So they're getting the money in a lot more now. They can give it back. And they get 65% per litre, or the dearest in Europe.
How do you feel it was managed, the whole situation?
Desperate. Because all they had to do was talk to the people.
What do you reckon should happen next?
Get rid of the government. The next call can't be any worse. Like, they're not thinking the big picture. It's not just going to be the farmers gone. So if the farmers are gone, there's no food. And if there's no food, the hauliers bring the food. Then you have a place like Dairy Gold, AMAC out the road. They rely on the farmers. The hauliers rely on them. The builders rely to go to the merchants to get theirs. If you can't afford it, you're not getting a new pair of shoes, are you? You're not getting a new haircut. You're not getting a new suit. So it hits everyone.
Come here. Very rarely I get to wear a suit.
Oh, are you not alone? Well, you won't know anyway, will you? Our fuel went from 97 cents a litre for green diesel. Now it's nearly 170.
Yeah.
And we can go through, like, some poor contractors will go through thousands a day.
Well, this is it.
And they employ people.
Yeah.
They employ people. That's what they're all forgetting.
It's not one person.
They're employing the country. If they do get a backbone today, some of the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil guys, because there is decent people in there, surely, right? If they go against Micheál Martin, because they will never again get voted in as long as we can make it. So get a bit of backbone into them, cop on, and work for the people. Isn't that what we need?
That is true.
And they think that they're up there and we're down here, the peasants.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we'll rise again before next month.
Lovely meeting you. Bye.
Good luck.
We're not holding the government to ransom at all. Did you hold yours to ransom? I filled my tractor last week with diesel, 340 euros to fill it. I'd burn that in one day planting grain. Pure joke.
Is it?
We've no money, the farmers. I tell you straight now, we were speaking for the country. And it took 50 years for the farmers to do that.
Will I break the good news to you?
Do break the good news.
You're getting 10 cents a litre of diesel and petrol.
Well, I think anything that helps, but I would like to see that it was more.
But all that is before VAT?
Oh, yes.
And then it has to be taken back then, so we can be looking at a budget, I would assume, in October, which won't be given much away.
Well, I don't think we are. Most people's expectations are too high at the moment, and God knows what will happen between here and October.
And how do you reckon Micheál Martin and Simon Harris managed the whole situation?
A bit slow, but...
Very slow.
Micheál Martin said last night that things would be fine in a few days, and we were able to get petrol
today.
But we were quite anxious. Easily.
We've been in Cork, and we're coming back to Waterford, and we were a bit anxious that we'd have enough fuel.
Yeah. But it kind of escalated pretty quickly, didn't it, from Tuesday to Saturday?
It did.
Yeah. They were a bit slow, the government. Yeah.
And what do you hope will happen next?
I would like to see things back to where it was. Things have been becoming more expensive for the average family, and this fuel business is just an added, the final nail in the coffin, if you like, for people, the average person spending everything.
And your shopping, have you seen that rise dramatically over the last?
I'm a widow. I live on my own, and even I can see the rising costs.
Yeah.
But for a family, it must be horrendous.
Especially for a family that haven't a lot, and I feel so sorry for the less a lot. I really
do. For the person who passes you in the supermarket with a big trolley load of food for a family, the additional cost on that must be stunning.